Enjoyed the song service this morning. I didn't mention that, but I'm asking now to pray for Brother Kenny.
Good morning. It is good to be home. I appreciate, I know the prayers have gone out, and I appreciate the, if y'all would just continue to remember me in your prayers. And I hope you were paying attention to the prayer this morning. I appreciate it so much because it's very in keeping with what's on my heart and mind today, and I pray this of the Lord. And I'm going to take my text from 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Did we read that right?
Yeah.
Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. In my reading this week and reading over that, and this passage of Scripture came to me, and I just really wanted to dwell upon that. And brethren, it's convicting. Shall suffer persecution. How much persecution have I endured in my life? As we've heard already this morning, brothers and sisters, we are spoiled. We are very spoiled. This nation is very spoiled because we're such a prosperous nation. We're rich and in full, increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And it's very evident. It's very evident. We have too much time on our hands. It's very evident. I've got too much time that, brother, the devil has to play with it sometimes. You know, idle hands is the devil's workshop. How come I have so much time on my hands, but yet I don't have time to spend reading His Word? How much, why don't I have time to listen and read and study? And study this Word. Because like we've heard, we're spoiled. This verse, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus. Now don't just jump over that. In Christ Jesus. The Lord said, take up your cross and follow me. Now brethren, if we take that, we're supposed to take up our cross. We're actually supposed to follow Him even unto death. Run this persecution. Now when Paul was talking to Timothy at this time, during the early church was strongly persecuted. Brethren, there was persecution there. There was people that were being thrown into prison. There was families being torn apart. There was people even being put to death for believing in Christ Jesus. Wanting to serve our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, doing what they can and even going unto death. So again, I ask, how much persecution have we seen? How much persecution are we dealing with nowadays? We're a blessed people. Don't forget that. We are blessed. We are immensely blessed to live in such a place, especially not only in the United States of America, but in this little region of Alabama that we live in. There are some good, godly people around. And I thank the Lord every time I wake up here. It's a wonderful place to live, I believe. Now, there's some people that would probably disagree with that, but I love it here. There's a lot of good, God-fearing people. They may not be in this church, but there are some good, God-fearing people. God has a people in every nation, kindred, and tongue. And brethren, I love to see God's people. I love to be around them. And I have been blessed in my life, in my travels, wherever I have been. I have found someone with that like precious faith that I could identify with, as we heard on Wednesday night, I have fellowship with, that true and honest fellowship, because we have something in common. The Holy Spirit that was within us can recognize it, and we can have that fellowship. Brethren, it's a great thing that we live in this place. It's a great thing that we have that fellowship with Christ. But I want to take this verse and I want to look at it from a spoiled people's perspective. What kind of persecution can we see? There's not people that are going out seeking us and dragging us out in the street and killing us like there are now in some countries. The persecution that we may face may come from our own family. Now, I'm not saying they're going to drag us out in the street and kill us. But as a human nature, don't we want to be accepted? Don't we want to just kind of go along with what's going on? Brother, we want to be accepted. We want to be with other people, especially if it's people of our family or friends. We want to be with them. We want to be accepted by them. Don't forget this verse. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That persecution may just be some of your friends saying, you're crazy. Well, if I'm crazy and I'm in the will of God, so be it. Even the Lord's apostles turned and walked and fled from him. A lot of his disciples said, these are hard sayings. Who can hear them and walk no more with him? Sometimes the persecution that we face in this spoiled nation may just be someone saying, I can't be with you. You believe in craziness and walk no more with you. Well, brethren, if they don't have anything in common with you in Christ Jesus, if they don't have that will to be with you because you're living a godly life, so be it. You don't need it in your life. It's those evil communications. Cast it off. Get away from it. But it may hurt. It may be a good friend. It may be a brother. It may be a sister. It may be a parent's. Or it may be your own children. But brethren, we need to hold fast. We need to hold to the truth and not back down. We want to live that godly life. And if we're going to live that godly life, we need to know how to live it. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Brethren, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be letting our light shine. If we go back to verse 15, let's go 14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Verse 15, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Giveth light to all that's in the house. If we're going to live a godly life, if we are going to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters, we need to be letting that light shine. We could be that good example. We could be that wonderful benefit to that household. Like he says in here, put it on a candlestick and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Brother, have you ever been in a dark house? Like the power would go out and it's completely dark. And somebody gets a flashlight or somebody lights a candle and it gives light. You could be a benefit to that dark place. Brethren, if we need to be the benefit, if we need to be the example, we need to be letting our light shine so people can see that. They can be drawn to that light. And that light is not coming from us, but it's coming from God. They'll see that light and they want to glorify our Father which is in heaven. We need to be a good influence. We need to be a benefit to those that are in our house, those that are in our churches, our places of business, just this country in general. You think if all that are in Christ Jesus, if all that are in His will, if all that are in His church were letting their light shine, if there were a bright shining, like He said, you're the light of the world, a city that is set upon a hill can't be hid. You know, that's true, even on a real dark night, even especially on a new moon where there is no light. Brethren, you can see off in the distance, off in the horizon, you see a glow. You know there's a city there because there's a lot of light. Brethren, if this church Let's just make it personal. If this church, where every member was letting our light shine at our fullest potential, brethren, we'd be like a city set upon a hill. We couldn't be hid. But it has to be individual lights. The church is one body made up of sinners, made up of people. We need to be doing what we can to letting our light shine. It says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So if we're going to be letting our light shine, we're going to be different. There's going to be something different about us. It's going to set us apart. That's what we need to be. We need to be apart from this world. We need to be set apart. We need to be different. There needs to be a difference. Like you said, a city upon a hill can't be hid because of all the light. Well, we're going to be set apart. And in a dark house, if you're holding that candlestick, you're going to light the way. In Psalm 119, 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I love that, how accurate it is, that lamp. You know, I think Dad used the example, you know, that lamp doesn't shine out 100 yards. It pretty much just shows you where you are. Brother, that's what we need. We need that light shining and showing us where we are so we can get back on that path. And he says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is going to show us the way. He's going to light the way. But remember 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We know it's coming. We know if we're living that true and honest, godly life, we're going to be suffering some forms of persecution. Like I was saying, what kind of persecution are we going to find? Is it going to come from somebody that we love? That's when it hurts the most, when it's coming from someone who you love. But like I said, we need to be that shining influence. If we're going to hold fast to the truths, a lot of this world is not going to want to see it. Some of God's children are living in that darkness, and they'll see that light and they'll benefit from it. But brethren, there's a lot of them that just want to remain in the darkness. They want to remain in that darkness. And darkness does not like light. I mean, you go into a dark room, you flip on a light, darkness flees. They can't occupy the same space. It's just like a shadow. What causes a shadow? Something that's blocking light. Brethren, there's plenty in this world that's going to be blocking the light. If every one of God's children was letting their light shine, this darkness would just flee. The more that we let that light shine, and I say let because he says, let your light so shine. You mean I can do something to darken my light? You mean I can do something to keep this light suppressed? Yes, we can. We can allow this world to get in the way. We can allow this sin nature to overcome the light. Brethren, we need to be letting our light so shine before men. Getting everything that's in the way out of the way. Letting that light shine. Being a benefit to the ones that are around us. Because I guarantee you, if you're here today, there was somebody that was shining their light out in your life and it was a benefit to you. And I pray to God, please, let us have more of those great examples. I can sit and think about these wonderful examples in my life where I've seen the light of God. I have always, not always, walked in the light. There's times that I was walking in darkness. There's times that I was walking away from the light. I wasn't receiving the benefit from it. It's just like that lamp. It's just like that light. If you put it under a bushel, there's no benefit to it. So we need to be letting our light shine. But we need to be trying to live that godly life. But remember, shall suffer persecution. And remember, that's one of those shalls. It's like that light is showing me where I'm at. Sometimes it can show us we don't want to be in that place. Sometimes the light brings out things that you don't want to see. But brother, we need it. We need it in our lives. But this, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Now, we don't like to think about suffering. It's human nature. I don't like to suffer. I don't like to have a headache. I don't like to have an ache of any kind. I want to be comfortable. I don't know about y'all, but I like to be comfortable. But sometimes we get too comfortable. And I say it's just to my shame. There's many times I'm too comfortable. I'm too comfortable in this world. I'm too comfortable in the darkness. Brother, we need to be in the light. We need to be letting the light shine. We need to be, if need be, suffering some persecution. Like I said, we're going to be different. There's going to be something that somebody's going to see. If they respond to it and glorify our Father in heaven, amen, wonderful. But if they say, I don't want any part of this, and they turn and walk away. Like I said, it could be somebody that's very dear to your heart. But don't you think the Lord loved His apostles? He still loves them. Don't you think the Lord loves you? I know He loves me. But how many times have I turned away from Him? How many times have I gone the other way? Like I said, it's convicting, isn't it? Sometimes the persecution that we'll receive may be from those we love. But we need to hold to the truth. We need to not back down. We need to let the light shine. Even if you let your light shine and all that loves you depart from you, there's still one that still loves you. That's right. We're never alone in this world. We're never forsaken here on this earth. There's one that loves us. There's one that gave His life for us. Shouldn't we give our lives to Him? Shouldn't we be doing what we can for Him? So remember, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So be it. If I'm going to take up my cross and follow Him, one of the first things He said is to deny self. Like I said, I like to be comfortable. I like to be in a comfortable spot. The temperature would be just right. Comfortable pillows, comfortable couch. He said, take up thy cross. That cross is a symbol of that death. Symbol of that suffering that He had to endure. So I need to deny myself. I need to deny myself and take up my cross. And I need to follow Him. But I don't always want to be the bearer of bad news. I don't want to be doom and gloom about this. Brethren, the Lord has promised He'll be with us. He said, in this world you have tribulations, but be of good cheer. He's overcome it. So what if we have to suffer a little bit? So what if we have to endure some of this? Heaven's going to be our home. Brethren, we need to be rejoicing in the Lord. Like Paul would say, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. It's not always doom and gloom. It's not this life. Like I said, we live in this great nation. We live in a wonderful area. And brethren, don't forget, God has given us the church. It's supposed to be our refuge here on this earth. It's supposed to be a place where I can enter into those doors. And if I have troubles, then there's someone to help. We need to have that love showing for everyone in the church. Brethren, we need to be that good and shining light. Like I said, that light that is shining out is give a benefit to all that's in the house. So even though, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, He didn't just leave us there. He didn't just say, well, you're going to be suffering persecution and, you know, good luck. No, He's our helper. He's our defender. He's our strength. So we need to be learning more of Him. We need to be reading His Word. And in Ephesians chapter 6, we need to be putting on the armor of God. He's given us armor. He's given us His Word. He's given us His light to shine in this dark world. Brother and sister, He's given us everything we need.
That's
right. Yes. So be it. Shall suffer persecution, be what may. Lord, I need to be with You. Lord, I want to have that desire to be with You, to follow after Him. So I need to be taking my cross up and following Him. Like I said, some in the own family, some of your friends,
may not even want to be with you anymore. But never forget, we have a friend in Jesus. We have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. That's our true friend. And a true friend is wanting to be with you. A true friend would want to follow this word. So we need to be finding those dark spots in our lives and trying to rid ourselves of them. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you need to go out there and judge your friends. No. You'll see it. If you're living that godly life and they don't want to have any part of it, so be it. We need to be following Him. So we need to be letting our light shine. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. I'm thankful that we don't have the level of persecution that many of God's children are having to endure today. You know, it's bad. Sometimes you may think it's bad to say, but I'm thankful. Again, I don't want to suffer. I don't want to have to endure that. But it may come. It may come. There may come a time in this country where we are persecuted like that. Are we going to be ready for it? I'm going to leave you with this. If we can't handle the thought of our friends forsaking us, brothers and sisters, how are we going to stand in front of the enemy? If we can't handle persecution from someone we love, if we can't handle that light persecution of our friends and family wanting to forsake us because they don't want to follow the Word of God, brothers and sisters, how are we going to stand when our enemy is at the door? Yea, and all that will live godly, we need to be living godly. And the only way to live godly is in Christ Jesus. But it says we shall suffer persecution. So if you're listening to some singing or listening to some preaching and you got your window down, it's on a warm summer day and you get to a red light and somebody pulls up beside you, don't shy away. Turn it down. I don't want anybody to think I'm one of them. I've done that. I have done that. Like I said, it's to my shame. But remember, the Lord Jesus is not ashamed to own my name. He's not ashamed to call His brethren. So let's not shy away from Him. If persecution comes, so be it. My God is bigger than that persecution. My God is greater than anything this world can throw at me. So, brethren, let's remember, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But remember, the Lord is with us. I pray for y'all. Please remember Daddy in your prayers.